Hi, I'm Allison Rose Levy, the host of Connect the Dots. We're with you every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Progressive Radio Network. On Connect the Dots, I connect the dots between your personal health and your total health environment with a whole group of experts, advocates, activists, and wise people that connect the dots between what goes on in our total world and how it affects health. Be with us every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time for Connect the Dots. Progressive Radio Network, we're moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
You're listening to PRN, the Progressive Radio Network.
This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. It's great having you today. Springtime is here, at least it is here in Oklahoma. I know it doesn't feel that way for everyone around the country, but it's on its way, I promise you. And I just want to welcome you once again to another hour of in-depth conversation where you will have a chance to gain more wisdom, more practical strategies to make your life better in every way. And as always, there's something to learn, and we just have to keep an open mind all the time. There are answers out there for everything. I do have a couple of announcements, first of all. I want to say, as many of you may be listening for the first time, that I have a wonderful educational website with all sorts of free articles, videos, special reports, and all you need to do is go to whatwomenmustknow.com and opt in there, and you'll get some great information. And then if you are part of the Facebook generation, I invite you to like me over there at my Facebook, which is What Women Must Know. And that's a great little Facebook page to be connected with, because I post every day some really profound information, strategies, kind of hot off the press information related to hormones, health, rejuvenation, just important things that we need to know that can steer us into a path of greater health. And I like to say rejuvenation, kind of a focus for me. One other thing, this is springtime, and every spring I return to my roots, so I will be returning to New York City. Actually, New Jersey is my home state. That's where my roots are, but I was only 14 miles from New York City, so it kind of just crosses over the border there. So every spring, just before Mother's Day, I get to have the pleasure of coming into the Big Apple and doing a very special three-hour workshop at the Natural Gourmet School, which is on 21st. And I just encourage all of you, or if you are listening out of state, out of New York State, but have friends or relatives in the metropolitan area, please, please let them know that I have this amazing program. I only do it twice a year in New York. It's called Getting Your Hormones Back on Track. It's at the Natural Gourmet School, and it is the opportunity to learn practical strategies, get the skinny on your hormones. In fact, get the skinny on how to get skinny. We're going to be talking about really profound root cause issues. We'll be dealing with strategies, practical approaches to reverse any hormonal issue. In fact, we'll be addressing most of the health challenges that people have who come to the class, and lots of hands-on experiences. So it's a very enlightening afternoon. It's 2 to 5. That will be Saturday. I think it's May 11th. Is that right? Yes, I've got it right. It's May 11th. That's the Saturday before Mother's Day, which is that Sunday. So I just extend the invitation and hope you can come along. It will absolutely change your life. I guarantee you that. Okay, so having said all that, and since we did announce springtime, and I noticed everyone around me is, you know, their eyes are watering, their nose are stuffy, they're feeling absolutely wretched because their allergies are up. And springtime is the time for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere to get the allergies going. Or if you are down under, I know many, many of my listeners live in Australia, New Zealand, and other places down under. Autumn, which is happening down there, is also a time when allergies are flaring up. So allergies are really annoying. I should know because at one time I had really chronic hay fever. I had the hay fever attack from hell. I would just be flat on my back in such misery with itchy throats, itchy eyes, the immune system going crazy, exhausted, just couldn't even function, so exhausted. And I was in misery, and I'm sure many of you can relate to me. I mean, it was a really extreme reaction. And it made my life miserable. I could hardly move, hardly function. Well, I want to tell everyone that I don't have hay fever anymore. I don't get those hay fever attacks. I don't get the itchy eyes, the itchy throats. I actually don't have any issues with allergies. So I guess you can say I healed my allergies. And the point I want to make about that is that so can you. And we need to understand that allergies aren't some affliction that are just showing up as, you know, just victims to this thing that attacks us. Allergies actually are symptoms of underlying imbalances. We need to pay attention, not just do a Benadryl to try to calm down the allergic reaction. We need to really go in and get the message and heal what is compromised and out of balance within our body, because not only will we alleviate those symptoms, those annoying symptoms long term, but actually we are addressing some serious issues that are quite out of balance that can compromise our health for the long term. So that is our goal on today's show. We're going to be giving you the strategies and the understanding to help you attain a permanent solution for all those allergies that are driving you crazy. So to help uncover the mysteries of allergies, I have one of my favorite guests who I invite to be a regular contributor on the show because he is so enlightening to me and to my audience, and that is Angelo Druda, who is a renowned Chinese herbalist, and he has more than 20 years of clinical experience with traditional Chinese medicine. He is also the author of a best-selling book called The Tao of Rejuvenation. And he practices in Northern California and is a premier Chinese herbal tincture formulator and a man who continually inspires and enlightens me on my journey. So, Angelo, welcome to the show today.
So much, Cheryl. Thank you so much.
It is always great having you. How are you feeling today?
Not too bad. After I listened to your introduction, I'm feeling a lot better.
Well, you mean my healing words just do the trick?
Your healing words are excellent, and your introduction of me also cheered me up.
Thank you. That's good. Nothing like helping the immune system to get back
into
balance with good words. So this is really such an important topic, Angelo. I see so many people really suffering. You know, it's not one of those life-threatening conditions, but it actually is a condition that is certainly a big warning light on your dashboard that something really is out of balance and can contribute to other problems down the track. So that's why I thought we really need to explore the topic of allergies. And, you know, we can get into all sorts of things once we dive in there. So
okay, good.
You know, and you have that profound perspective from that traditional Chinese point of view, which I have so much respect for. So why don't we just start and Angela, share with us, you know, the whole allergy story from that TCM model.
Well, we're talking here about airborne allergies specifically.
Right.
The time of the year for the airborne allergies, although food allergies certainly play into the airborne allergy pattern. There are three patterns, or really three patterns of imbalance that we very typically see with people that are suffering from airborne allergies. And as you were indicating in your introduction, in situations where we see extreme hay fever symptoms, we will almost always see a pattern of imbalance in the liver. We will almost always see a pattern of imbalance in the spleen. That is the most common imbalance, an overworking liver, a liver that's generating inflammation in the body, and an underworking spleen. To be more specific, according to Oriental medicine, a weak spleen fire. And where we see this overworking pattern of an overworking liver and an underworking spleen, well, yes, if you go outside on a day full of pollen, if you and it's the height of spring, then quite possibly your immune system is going to begin to react to that pollen as if it's an invader to the body. Which is pretty much what's happening in these airborne allergic reactions, is that the body's immune system is reading this pollen in the air as an attacker, and it's fighting it off with its histamine response, secreting substances in the body to fight this invasion. But what we're feeling is all those. The actual effect of the reaction in the body, and this pattern of a liver imbalance and a spleen imbalance, we almost always see in such cases.
Another
pattern.
Wait, before we go there, I don't think most people, unless they've been trained with traditional Chinese medicine, truly understand what we call the spleen energy, what that function is. So maybe it would be helpful to just give a little explanation of what the spleen is from the Chinese perspective and why it's playing a role in allergies, and even maybe just to elaborate a little bit more on when you say the liver is overactive, what that means from that TCM perspective.
Well, with the spleen, people just consider the stomach is the hollow organ in the center of the body where the food goes into this hollow organ. The spleen, just consider the energy that moves into the stomach and digests that food. That's the spleen. The spleen in Oriental medicine is this energy center in the middle of the body. It's the energy that digests food. It's the energy that metabolizes food. It's the energy that turns our food into blood. It extracts the energy from food. And it's also the energy that lifts the body up. You talked about rejuvenation. When we are rejuvenated and strong and healthy, then the spleen energy in the center of the body is lifting our body up. And we're winning that war with gravity. Gravity's always pulling down on the body. But the spleen is that energy that lifts us up. It keeps us toned. And the spleen is literally a fire. People talk about the digestive fire. So the spleen is a digestive fire. It turns the water in our foods into vapor that moistens the internal organs. If that fire gets weak in the spleen, then you see it doesn't do a good job of metabolizing the fluids in the body. And these fluids then can begin to build up in the stomach. They can begin to flare up to the liver. They can go into the lungs. They can flare up into the sinus cavities. So you see, one of the things, this imbalance where there's a weakness in the digestive fire can lead to the presence of phlegm and mucus and these kinds of damp conditions that we call in Chinese medicine. The liver, well, there's so much we can say about the liver, but the liver, it's a blood purifier. The liver. Let's talk about the liver's function as a blood purifier. The liver is constantly purifying the blood. There are several cycles to the liver in which the liver extracts toxins from the blood supply. The more toxic, the more toxins that are present in the blood, then the more the liver is working. And so this is why, particularly in a toxic day and age like today, almost everybody from time to time is going to be dealing with an overworking liver, even in the best of conditions. But the liver can also, you see, become stressed out. It can also overwork under the influence of emotional stress, psychic stress. So the liver is also mediating our emotions. It's mediating the energy of our lives. So the liver is very temperamental, and it's very much affected by all kinds of influences. So that when we talk about the liver, if we're talking about a condition of toxic blood, then the more toxicity there is in the blood, the more the liver has to work. And the harder the liver works, then what begins to happen is, and the more toxins are present in the blood, then the more the body begins to go into an inflammatory phase. Body is producing inflammation. So if the spleen fire is weak, we're getting a weak metabolizing of the fluids and foods. If the liver is overworking, we're beginning to see the presence of inflammation. And that is the most common pattern that we see at the root of these so-called airborne allergies today.
So when people are breathing in all of the pollen, and maybe dust, whatever that is kind of happening in the springtime, especially with winds. So we have lots of winds here, and all the trees, the flowering trees are out. So that is considered a toxin in the blood when you take it into your body. Does that add to the toxins in the blood that the liver has to process?
Well, yes, to some degree it does. But basically what we want, we do not want our immune system to be reading these flower pollens as invaders, as toxins necessarily. But if the system is out of balance, if the liver and the spleen are out of balance, then the immune system does begin to start reacting, even to things that are not necessarily toxic. And that pollen, then you see the immune system's reading it as an invader, and the immune system kicks into action. It's almost like a minor autoimmune condition, where in an autoimmune condition, the body's defense system turns in on the body. Well, in this case, the body's defense system is reacting to the pollen in the air, which are not necessarily toxic at the level of the blood. I mean, you know, some flower pollen goes by, it's not necessarily a toxic condition. But as we breathe it in, the liver begins to react.
Okay, that's good. I get that. All right, so what's the next pattern?
Well, the other pattern we see is just a pattern in which there's a weak adrenal fire. And it's not as common in these conditions as say, the liver-spleen imbalance is. But in cases where people have a weak adrenal fire, then that may also set off the immune system to begin to react to all kinds of influences, including airborne allergies, including certain foods. Again, if the fire is weak in the body, then this living life fire in the body, whose function is to not only keep the equipment functioning, but its purpose is to metabolize fluids. You see, where the yang, or the fire, is weak, then yin, or the fluids, become predominant. And so you see in many cases people get adrenally run down, they're adrenally weak, they're beginning to get a little cold, and suddenly they're overwhelmed with these kinds of damp conditions. They're blowing their nose, they're doing things like this. So that can also be a root pattern in the case of hay fever and these kinds of allergies. But the most dominant pattern, we see it almost all the time, is the pattern of this overactive liver, this under-functioning spleen. And in fact, in the clinic, when you treat those two organ systems and bring them into balance, as you were saying again at the beginning of the show, the overactive allergic response settles down.
Okay, so, well, obviously, if people have allergies, they have one of those conditions going on. So we can, right? I mean, we can assume, if anyone listening is struggling with allergies, you know, this is an explanation of some underlying patterns and imbalances that are occurring. So what do we do? What do we do?
Well, the first thing to do is, if there is actually allergic symptoms present, is the clinical approach, the therapeutic approach, is to detoxify the liver, purify the liver, and strengthen the spleen fire. That is the essential therapeutic approach. Bring those organ systems into balance. I will say this, because in Oriental medicine we talk about, well, first you want to treat the branch symptoms, then you treat the root pattern. So if people are getting severe hay fever kinds of symptoms, then they should find the benign medicines, homeopathic herbs, that they can draw on to relieve themselves of the symptoms. How it's worked in our clinic here is people with severe allergic responses, I've noticed that it actually takes some time to actually rectify and harmonize that organ imbalance. So what we offer here is we have formulas that help relieve the symptoms of hay fever, the symptoms of these kinds of airborne allergies. And then a lot of times what we like to do is in the off season is work on the liver, work on the spleen, really change that pattern, harmonize that pattern, and time again we've seen people that have actually done the rejuvenating work of harmonizing that organ imbalance. Spring comes and they no longer have that response. Another thing that people want to do is they really do want to look at anything that they're eating that is playing in and exacerbating that reactive pattern. Dairy products and wheat being probably the two biggest culprits. You probably know of others, but if you're having these kinds of hay fever reactions, you definitely want to minimize your dairy intake, and you definitely want to minimize your use of wheat.
Yeah, and you know, some of the strategies that have really worked for people that I've assisted and for myself as well to help that histamine response, which is setting off all these allergies, I have found a supplement by a flavonoid called quercetin, Q2ERCITIN, with
yes.
Vitamin C. Usually they're together. Phenomenal. There was someone here where I live who just was suffering from allergies, and I said, you should try the quercetin. So never heard of it, of course, but he went, picked it up from the health food store, and I saw him a few days later, and I said, how are you doing? And to my utter amazement, he goes, I'm great. It's gone. I mean, it's a natural antihistamine, so rather relying on medications, often the Benadryl types get you really drowsy, hard to function. You know, it's not fun to feel like you're drugged. Quercetin could be a great solution to deal with the acute issues. And I really want people to understand, and what you're saying is so profound, Angelo, because allergies are showing you have some issues going on. You've got these imbalances. It's showing up in the spring, but they're brewing all year round and, you know, further challenging and chipping away at your health. So I suggest anyone who right now is suffering from allergies pick up some quercetin. It's found in most health food stores, and you can be taking it several times a day, and it can have an amazing effect. It did for me, and it does for everyone I recommend it to.
I've seen similar results with quercetin. The stuff is absolutely excellent for these allergies.
Good.
Yeah.
Because that would be one thing I would recommend, just to kind of help people get through this time. The other thing that I would recommend that could be in conjunction, or you can try it on its own, are some excellent homeopathics. And there are two companies that I work with that have their own variation of a formula. One company is Boron, and they make a homeopathic remedy called Sabadil for allergies. The other company is called Heal, H-E-E-L, and their formulas are just allergies. It's called allergy. And essentially, they are able to calm down the allergic response. I think you do maybe four times the first hour, and then you take it several times a day, and then you just do it three times a day. So you don't have to do a lot of them. They can start getting that information into the body to calm it down. But I have to say, they have worked really well for me. Sometimes taking one homeopathic little tablet can stop it, and they can work in conjunction. And there's one more thing that I have as my favorite little standby, and that is a colostrum spray that you use orally right into your mouth. Mm. And colostrum has this amazing ability to communicate to the cells of the immune system to get them back regulated. If it's overactive, the colostrum will train the immune system to calm down, or if it is too sluggish, it will encourage it to get stronger. So it's modulating as the immune system must be. And those three are very powerful strategies to just stop those acute symptoms so we can function again. But not to stop them so we ignore that there's a problem. You know, I really hope everyone is hearing this conversation today. If you are dealing with allergies, there is an imbalance brewing in your body. What do you think, Angelo, and I want to say one other thing. Because I do saliva testing and have been working with saliva testing for years and years and years, and I have not yet found anyone who came to me, at least before we started working, who had strong, healthy adrenals. So I see adrenal fatigue, adrenal dysfunction as a chronic pattern going on for people.
Yeah.
And if the adrenals are weak, then you're more prone to allergies, and the immune system is out of balance, and the digestive system is inflamed, and you set yourself up for these conditions. So I always see the adrenals as an issue that people have to be working on, because it's probably part of that pattern that's creating this manifestation of symptoms. Do you find that to be true?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, you see when your adrenals are deficient, what we call in Oriental medicine, that basal metabolic fire, the kidneys, the adrenals, when that energy is deficient, we're susceptible to all kinds of trouble. Because the essential life fire, the essential living foundation of the body is weak. And we see this all the time, certainly in the winter. Somebody gets stressed out, overworked, and they catch a cold. Their adrenals get run down. What happens when your adrenals get run down? Your immunity becomes compromised. And the amount of energy that there is now available to protect the body from external invasions by pathogens and toxins is now weaker than when your adrenal energy is strong. There is this concept in Oriental medicine called the Wei Qi. Wei, W-E-I, Qi. The Wei Qi is this protective energy that circulates on the outer skin of the body. Well, the energy is being supported by the adrenals, and it's being circulated by the lungs. So this Wei Qi energy, the first thing that happens when the adrenals get weak is that Wei Qi gets weak, and then all kinds of things begin to start penetrating internally into the body that would not have penetrated otherwise.
So, you know, we're coming up to a break, and when we come back from our break, let's talk a little bit more about what the long-term goal is here for people who are dealing with allergies. So people, I just want everyone listening who is suffering with an allergy that there's work to be done, and you don't want to just suppress the symptom, because the body really is in need of some help. And also, maybe we can touch on some of the food sensitivities that have to do with allergic responses. And we'll see what else we get into.
Okay.
So let's take a break. This is Dr. Cheryl Silman. You are listening to What Women Must Know. We're talking all about allergies with herbalist Angelo Druda, and we will be right back. Listening to What Women Must Know. Are you suffering with those springtime allergies? Are you getting those itchy eyes, the itchy throat, the stuffed nose, feeling a little under the weather? Well, this is the place to be, because we're going to give you the solutions and we're going to give you the underlying root cause issues that are creating those allergies. It is not normal to have an allergy. So if you are suffering, especially in the springtime, then something is up and you need to pay attention and take some action. You know, just be proactive and get into the healing, you know, the healing that's actually being asked of you by your body. So we are talking to Angelo Druda, who is a master herbalist, the author of The Tao of Rejuvenation, and has great wisdom in helping us to understand more of the underlying principles and dynamics that are happening to lead us into the allergy experience and out of it, most importantly. Angelo, I just want to share a little bit about my experience. Remember, in the beginning of the show, I was sharing with everyone that I had chronic hay fever. I probably had the worst hay fever that anybody could have.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a little annoying thing. It just had me lying low for days, not being able to function. And the process that I had to go through was, as you said, first of all, I gave up the wheat and discovered that I had a gluten intolerance. And we have done shows about the subject of wheat, and there's a problem beyond gluten. The wheat, the grain, the hybridized grain itself is a highly toxic allergic substance that generates lots of problems in the body. So people really need to give it up. I certainly gave it up, and I gave up the dairy because I figured I was probably lactose intolerant, which I actually learned I am, which all is a stress to the body. And I started to do some probiotics. I did some digestive enzymes. I really supported digestion. I did do some detoxification of the liver, and I also gave a lot of attention to my adrenal glands. So I was kind of healing the adrenals, helping the detoxification process in the body, and repairing chronic inflammation in the lining of my intestinal tract. You know, I certainly as a kid had lots of antibiotics. I think just about everybody listening has had antibiotics at some point in their life. I had it early in my life as a child. And, you know, one bout of antibiotics can really destroy our whole ecosystem within our intestinal tract. And obviously it did that to me because I had eczema as well as these horrible hay fever allergies and, you know, a variety of other things going on that led to leaky gut. So this was my journey. I had to take some time, make some changes, do some repair work. You know, I worked with people like yourself who helped me with herbs. I saw an acupuncturist. I had a holistic medical doctor back then. And, you know, it was a process. And I would say once I started on this path, within the next year, those allergies got less and less and less, and I continued on this path, and I can't remember the last time I had an allergic reaction. So, especially in the spring, any allergic reaction, to be honest.
Yeah.
So, and I do have to be careful. I mean, if I were to start eating wheat again, and if I were to be doing a lot of milk that has lactose, and I do a little milk in a tea, but it's the lactose-free milk. And if I were to do junk food and a lot of sugar and stuff, I know those allergies would come right back because I would create the same damage that was going on continuously for years and years, if not decades, until I started to wake up and heal the problem.
I understand exactly.
You know, so I'm just, you know, I'm sharing that to encourage people to pay attention and take on the challenge that their body is actually revealing to them. It needs attention. You know, there is an issue here. You're suffering with an allergy. Anything else that you want to be sharing about those airborne allergies? Oh, by the way, one of the strategies that I really recommend is to use a neti pot or a nasal wash. You can use saline solution. You could use a solution that has a colloidal silver or nano silver, or you can use a product made with xylitol called Clear, which is spelled X-L-E-A-R, which is a nasal wash that helps to remove those allergens that you breathe in through the nose that are floating around in the air. So they kind of get washed out before they go into your respiratory tract and all the other havoc ensues. So I just want to mention that. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes, I like some xylitol and a little salt water in the neti pot. I think it is an excellent prescription for washing out the sinuses. And sinus washing is something that people can do. They don't have to wait until they're ill in order to do some sinus washing. There is a lot of material that moves through the sinuses on a daily basis, particularly for people living in urban locations. And it can be an excellent health practice just using a good neti pot to wash out the sinuses, a very key part of our immunity. I'd like to talk a little bit about some of the herbs that actually treat these patterns, because you mentioned a few things, and they're very good, and there are some very, very good herbal formulas out there that really help. These kinds of allergies are so common to human beings, and they always have been, that in Chinese medicine there are some very wonderful formulas that treat the symptoms and can help relieve people of the symptoms of these allergies, the runny eyes, the noses, the running nose, the watery eyes. I have a formula on my website, which is tbmedicine.com, which is called Dispel Sinus Allergy. That is a formula based on Oriental wisdom on how to harmonize and eliminate allergic symptoms. Dispel Sinus Allergy, that's a very good and effective formula if you're actually suffering from hay fever right now. There is a classic Chinese formula called Biyan Piyan, B-I-Y-A-N-P-I-A-N, Biyan Piyan. If people have access to little herb shops in Chinatown, you can pick up a bottle of Biyan Piyan. And it's very effective in eliminating these symptoms. In Western herbal medicine, very effective formulas come out of Western herbal medicine. A combination of goldenrod, echinacea, sambucus, which is the elderflower. The elderflower is one of the great medicines that come out of the earth. These kinds of combinations are very, very effective at relieving these allergic symptoms. What we like to do for people that have this pattern severely, as you were describing, you had it at one time, is, as I said, during the off-season being that time of the year when there isn't a great bloom going on outdoors, there's a formula called Minor Buplurum Combination. Minor Buplurum Combination. It is, in fact, the most prescribed formula in Oriental medicine around the world. It is the most prescribed formula in Japan. It's the most prescribed formula in China. The reason why it's such a prescribed formula is that it harmonizes the liver and the spleen. And so sometimes where people are having severe allergic symptoms, they can use the Minor Buplurum combination with their treatment of choice, their medicine of choice for reducing these symptoms. And where that formula has been used for several months continuously, I've seen these kinds of miraculous elimination of this allergic pattern as you described it, Cheryl. So there are a lot of good things to be done out there. You have to eliminate the food, the reactive foods, too, as you've indicated. The junk foods, any kind of junk food that you're eating is going to have a negative effect. Anything that throws the body out of balance, then we increase the possibility that the body is going to go into a reactive phase. So, there are some wonderful therapies out there. They're not expensive. And sometimes I like to combine something like quercetin, quercinol, with an herbal formula, and we get pretty good results. So, as you're indicating, the whole thrust of this show really has been there is an organ imbalance there, and you do want to treat the symptoms because the symptoms can be a real drag, but then you also want to treat the underlying root issue. And for those who are motivated and make the right changes, then they can, like you did, eliminate a great deal of this allergic response.
You know, and I want to say I love your formulas. I've been using them for years. I take them every day, and I plan to be taking them for a long time to come. They're fantastic. They've really kept me healthy and strong and rejuvenated, and I encourage people to check out what you've got available at your website, tbmedicine.com. And there are a lot of formulas that people can just order directly through you, or they can even have a consultation with you, right, Angelo, if they have?
Yeah, the formulas that we have listed on the website, we've put some of the ones on there that we've just found to be useful to just about everybody. But we can make a completely specifically detailed formula depending on what the person is dealing with. Once we've actually had a consultation and diagnosed what the actual imbalance is, then we have the potential to make an absolutely specific formula depending on what a person is actually treating.
That's great. You know, while we have some time here, I'd like to explore a little bit about some of the other allergy issues, the allergy sensitivities that people have, the food intolerances. You know, it's not the same as a true allergy, which is an immediate and sometimes quite radical reaction to a substance, but it's more a symptom of compromised functioning imbalances when people have food sensitivities. Do you want to talk a little bit about that understanding from a TCM perspective?
Well, the first thing I would say about that is a lot of the things that modern men and women eat were never intended to be foods. And so, you know, there is so many things that get into the body's digestive system, and then consequently they get into the blood system, which is just based on the fact that foods are being shipped and transported all around the world. Foods are being manufactured in laboratories and factories. And a lot of what people are finding out to be intolerances, a lot of it is just the fact that they're not eating good, pure, primary foods. And then, yes, there are issues like wheat and the kinds of hybrids that have been developed and gluten intolerance and these kinds of issues. The actual food itself, something that might have been a traditional food, is actually just because of modern methods of producing vast quantities of it for large numbers of people. The food itself has changed. So the first thing is that most of these food allergies will disappear if people actually go on to good foods. And every, you know, let's face it, even the best of us, you know, here we are talking about health, but every one of us is lured into, you know, eating something that may not be optimal food. So we all know what these responses and intolerances are like. That being said, of course, the more toxic the blood supply, the more out of balance the body becomes, and the more inflammation becomes present in the body. The more toxins in the blood supply, the more the body's own inflammatory process becomes stimulated. And then all kinds of things can set it off. Just sugar. I mean, when you reach a certain level, when your blood sugar levels reach a certain level where they're at an out of balance level, then the inflammatory system in the body just kicks in. And if you're eating a pure diet, you might find, well, you can have a few sweets here and there, but if you keep raising blood sugar levels, you notice the body's inflammatory system kicks in. It's not really a bad thing. It's really the body's way of telling us we have to make certain changes. So the more toxic the blood supply is, then the more reactive the body becomes to all kinds of influences. The more toxicity in the bowels, the more toxicity there is in the digestive tract, the more intolerances there will be. But the key to going beyond these food intolerances, the step one is people need to get back to primary foods. And let's face it, in the West, we have really learned since childhood to eat for entertainment rather than eating for health. And there's a vast industry out there, a vast billion-dollar media industry that's promising us all kinds of happiness if we just buy this and eat that. So it's hard. It's difficult because we're being marketed to constantly. But primary food, most people are going to discover if they eat good, clean food, the body will right itself. So many of these reactions will disappear. And the body will begin to function harmoniously. And good food keeps the blood supply pure. Bad food toxifies the blood supply. Once the toxic load of the blood builds, then all kinds of things go wrong. The blood is no longer flowing freely. It has a tendency to clot. It's now full of toxins, which are stimulating the inflammatory system in the body. And from my perspective, that's the biggest thing that's shortening the life of human beings is inflammation. It's inflammation brought on really by two things. One, poor diet, and two, stress.
Wow.
Hey, I don't know.
Yeah, they just said a lot.
What happened to allergies? Okay.
I think that in the little bit of time we have, I just like to touch on the fact that from the TCM perspective, and they equate different seasons with different organs as a correlation, and it's something that I've been aware of and try to work with in my yearly rhythms and staying in harmony with the energies of the seasons, and that is that springtime is associated with liver energy. And
yes.
I thought that maybe you can just talk a little bit about that so people can understand why spring really is a good time to do a detox. It's perfect time to do some sort of cleansing, especially if you're supporting the liver and detoxing. Now is the time to do it. I just want people to hear that so they will, you know, take advantage of this time in the biological clock, so to speak, in this yearly rhythm. This is the best time to be doing it. So help us understand more about the spring and the liver relationship.
Well, it's everything we've actually been talking about here today. And Chinese doctors learned this many, many years ago. I mean, the winter time, it's cold, and we catch colds, and we get tired, and we want to hibernate. You begin to see the effects of cold on the body. Thus, the kinds of therapies, the kinds of regenerative strategies that we can develop in winter is about staying warm, keep the kidneys warm, keep the kidney fire warm. We tend also to eat heavier in the winter because it's to our advantage in the winter to thicken the blood in the body up a little bit, so we eat a little bit heavier. We're also looking for a little bit more food to burn because, again, it's cold. We're not getting the warm support from the environment. But then as we enter into spring, you see, it is a time to start lightening up. It's a good time to begin to start detoxifying the body. It's a very good time, it's a very good time to detoxify the liver in preparation for the heat of summer, this really expansive time. So spring is a great time for detoxification, and it's a great time to detoxify the liver, which is this great blood filter in our body whose job goes on 24/7, purifying the toxins in the blood. And we begin to see in the spring when all the pollen comes out and we're having all these reactions, we suddenly see, oh, the liver is not functioning properly. This is what we have been talking about here today. So the Chinese doctors years ago said, well, here's what we'll do as we come out of the winter. Let's have a period where we detoxify the liver, cleanse the liver, clean it out. And this thus cleans out the blood supply. And this then strengthens the liver and prepares the body for this great expansive time of the spring and the summer. So really, it was just learning the imbalances, observing the imbalances that took place in the body over the course of a over the course of the year, and learning how to do preventative regenerative work, preventative rejuvenative work. So the reason why the spring is a good time to detoxify the livers is exactly what we're talking about, because if your liver is strong and clean and the blood supply is pure, and you can enjoy the spring. You can go out there in the woods and breathe in all those floral essences and fragrances and enjoy it and be invigorated by it and inspired by it, rather than, you know, have to run and hide and take shelter from it.
Yeah, and you have some formulas on your website that actually are addressing liver and liver detoxification, don't you?
I do. I have the detox tea. I mean, just the practice of detoxifying the liver, because it is the primary blood filter, is just, as you know, it's just part and parcel of any kind of preventative medicine. And the spring is an excellent time to detoxify the body. I mean, as I say, no matter how well you eat, no matter how wonderful the environment you live in, there are so many toxins in the environment that we all do well to do some liver detoxification. And the liver is so ready to rejuvenate. I mean, the liver has this vast potential to regenerate itself. And a healthy liver, if you have a good, healthy, functioning liver, then you're usually going to have a healthy body.
And not only that, you're going to have healthy emotions, because the a liver that's out of balance will make you cranky, frustrated, easily angered, or just lots of anger, and just, you know, and also depression. So if you, you know, it's by detoxifying the liver, you actually shift your emotional state as well, which is quite profound for people. They can just feel so much better by supporting these energies in the liver. There's a direct correlation in Chinese medicine between the role of the liver and the emotions of anger and frustration.
Exactly. The liver, we haven't talked too much today about that function of the liver, but the liver is... The liver roots deep into our emotional body, so the liver is reflecting our emotional state quite dramatically. And so you're right, the liver is regulating these emotions, and the emotion that is most characteristically associated with the liver is anger. And when the liver is tight and overworking and inflamed, people will usually feel very angry, and so anger is the emotion of the liver. And so you're absolutely right. By doing some liver work, we cleanse the liver, we purify the blood, and we serve the harmonious functioning of our emotions too.
And one other thing I want to say before we come to the end, and I think you taught me this as well, is, and that is that the bitter greens, that the new growth that's coming up in the spring, dandelion greens, and I guess any of those greens that are just appearing now, are all really great for cleansing and detoxifying the liver.
The bitter greens, exactly, your dandelion greens, your kales, your Swiss chards. The kale and the Swiss chard are the fastest growing vegetables that people want these days. All of those bitter greens are wonderful for two reasons. The first reason is that they cleanse and rejuvenate the liver. The second reason is that they are beautiful precursors of nitric oxide, which serves our cardiovascular system. So, yes, people should eat an abundance of these raw organic greens.
Well, there you go. I hope everyone got a lot of good strategies to help support them to take the best advantage of this time of year, the spring. And by the way, the fall and the autumn is the other good time to do a cleanse and detox, isn't it? Angelo, for those that are down under. That
yes, would be no, absolutely. As long as it's not too terribly cold out, you know, and because detoxing tends to cool the body a wee bit. So any time where there's enough warmth in the environment is a good time to do a little detoxification.
All righty. Well, Angelo, thank you for your wealth of wisdom, as always.
Thank you so much.
And I want everyone to go and visit Angelo's website, tbmedicine.com, and pick up his book, The Tao of Rejuvenation. It's a fantastic book. I learned so much from that book. And thank you all for listening. This is Dr. Carol Spellman. You're listening to What Women Must Know. And remember, always honor the wisdom of your feminine spirit.